You know, I think one of the biggest cheat codes to success or doing big things, achieving big goals, is leaning into the fact that you're going to fail. Be willing to take like a giant loss. Be willing to get knocked out, laying flat on your back, looking up. And I think it's that failure, that embarrassment of recording the wrong video or having the wrong captions or having a funnel fail or, you know, not looking good in what you're doing, be willing to fail. I think that's what kind of slows a lot of people down. Is they're afraid of what other people will say. All the while, they're holding themselves back. Well, Nick, I've wanted to start a podcast, but I'm afraid of this. I'm afraid of the technology. I'm afraid of the camera. I want to record my content, but I'm afraid of that. Nick, I want to write a book, I'm afraid of that. You want to get ahead? Lean into failure. It's just going to happen. If you look at any Hall of Fame baseball player has struck out literally 2/3 of the time they have gotten out. 33% of the time they get on base or hit a home run. Tom Brady, the GOAT, right? How many interceptions he throw in his life? That many amounts of failure in his life to become the person that he is today. And I think as a content creator, as a business owner, you have to just learn to love failure. What inspired this quick little video and why I'm sharing it with you, just finished a beautiful surf session here in San Diego, right now Pacific Beach. And a few years ago, I started learning to surf. Cool story for you about failure. And I was early on, a few months, learning to surf, and we're out one day and it's a big day. Like the waves are pretty big and I was excited, kind of nervous. And I dropped into on a wave and I fell. And I whacked my nose on the board, broke my nose, cut my nose wide open. And I'm in the urgent care getting stitched up by the doctor. And he looks at me and I was kind of embarrassed, kind of, you know, like I took an L, right? I was embarrassed. And, you know, my friends were there and I came out of the water gushing with blood and all the tourists on the beach saw me and I was embarrassed. And the doctor looked at me, he goes, you should be proud of yourself. I go, why is that? He goes, dude, I saw the surf report this morning. It was a big day. I said, yeah, it was the biggest day I've ever tried. And he goes, and that's what it is. You tried. He goes, were you out there? I go, yeah. And he goes, you could have had every right to sit on the shore and not go. And he goes, did you try to catch the wave? I said, I did. And he goes, and I'm proud of you for that. Well, come to find out my doctor was a surfer and he had told me that it was just more of a welcome to the club. He's like, it's only a matter of time. And for me, it really hit me that, you know, to take that loss, and I think I still got the scar rocking here. You can probably see it right there. Wear that with pride. I took a giant L that day, which leads me to today and catching a bunch of beautiful waves and walk on the beach, enjoying my day. I think no matter what you're trying to do in business or in life, lean into the fact that you are going to fall flat on your face. But more importantly, own that, embrace that, and dance with that, and be willing to take that loss. It's funny, we sent a marketing email, and you know how you like insert like the person's first name, like the you merge their name? Well, I had left a little bracket out, and so the email goes out to a couple thousand people, and instead of like, hello, Johnny, it said, hello, first name. Within minutes, phone's blowing up, you guys messed up this email. Anybody responding doesn't do any email marketing. It was so funny. As the email goes out, I call my partner. I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. My bad. And he goes, dude, we just made a sale out of it. And so with a bad email, like people screw up, right? It's going to happen. You know, there's stutters in my videos. There could be stutters in your videos or you don't have the caption right. I got a funny story for you. We started TikTok ads. And I turned them on and had this really heartfelt message about helping people write a book. And we put it out there and nothing happens for 72 hours. And I'm like, dude, TikTok's taking my money. You know, people are watching the video. What's happening? So I log into TikTok to shut the ad down, taking it as a failed experiment, right? As any marketer, man, that sucked. We tried, right? I get in and it said I had 21 new leads. Well, it hadn't connected to my website. So all the people that requested my free training, they didn't get it. Huge L. And then I looked at it, I was like, wait, I got 21 people that want to work with me to write a book. This is insane. It was so funny how that fear of like, well, how do I connect this? This fear of perfection, I think stops people. Don't let that stop you. Please hear what I'm saying. As passionate, as like real as this can be. Don't let that fear of whatever that is stop you. Don't let that fear of, well, Nick, I want to write a book, but I'm not a writer. Well, no shit, you're not supposed to be. The whole art of becoming an author and a writer is you become a writer. Like, I'm not good on camera. Well, that's it. Nobody was good on camera. Like, nobody came, just started, and we're like, I'm good at this, right? Somebody asked me, how did I become an inspirational speaker? I started. How did I start a podcast? I started. How did I write a book? I made a decision to start, knowing that I was gonna take some L's. It's so funny. We just published a new book and we've sold about 3,000 copies of it. I've landed a bunch of podcast gigs on it, booked some speeches because of it. It's really changing my business. We had 200 leads last week off the book. Somebody DMs me, hey bro, you should know that there's some misspelled words and bad grammar in your book. It's funny, I got that message. And then earlier the next day, somebody messaged me and said, holy crap, dude, I rolled out this strategy and I made 15 grand with one of your concepts from one of your phases in your book. Did I take a L? Yeah, it's not spelled right. Yeah, it's now it's at the editor. Sure, whatever. We shipped it. It went out to add energy, add ideas, add value to the world. Was that an L? No, dude. I just embraced the failure. I know that everything that I do is not going to be perfect. And I just love that. You're going to mess up. You're going to burn the toast. You're going to crash on the wave. You're going to misspell your captions on your videos. You're going to miss some spelling in an email. It's just going to happen. So learn to love it. But more importantly, learn to know that it's there. I believe that we have a good wolf and a bad wolf on our shoulders. Maybe you've heard that analogy before. But for me, you have the bad wolf that's like, well, yeah, you can't do that. You've never done that before. That's not who you are. People are going to laugh at you. Trolls are going to comment on your stuff. And then the good wolf says, yeah, but I'm not going to let you get the best of me. And that's what I'm here for today, to encourage you. I want you to do this. Take this as an action item. See, I don't just create content for content's sake. I create content to make an impact in your life. I want you to list out, what's that big ass thing that you want to do right now? Like, what's that thing? Is it writing a book, starting a podcast, building a business, launching a business, moving to your dream spot, starting to surf, running a marathon, asking that girl out? I don't know. I want you to list out what that thing is. And then I want you to list out what's stopping you, what's holding you back from doing it. I hear this all the time. Nick, I want to start a podcast, but I'm not good with technology. Dude, a podcast is free and you have an iPhone. Nick, I want to start creating more content. Bro, it's so easy to do that stuff. So list out the thing that you want to do and then list out what's holding you back. And then the third thing I want you to do, what's a solution to overcome that bad wolf? What's a solution to overcome those limiting beliefs? For example, Nick, I want to write a book, but I'm not a writer. Cool, well, I'm going to talk out my book and have it ghostwritten. Nick, I want to create more content, but I'm not good on camera. Yeah, but I can just record real authentic videos like Coach Nicky T. He stutters, there's wind in the background. And I'll just record really cool stuff and be vulnerable and be real and be authentic. I want to run a marathon, get really, really fit, but I'm not a runner. Yeah, but I could tie my shoes tomorrow and start running. I could study somebody that's never ran a marathon before. You guys get what I'm saying there? Learn to embrace failure. Like, let's take that marathon analogy. You know how many people try to run a marathon and then don't, like fail? I'd rather you try and fail than not try at all, wouldn't you? It's about the person that you become in the process. So today's quick little beach lesson, be willing to drop out on the wave and split your nose wide open, rock a scar the rest of your life. Be willing to take L's. Be willing to get decked in the face. See, sitting here on shore, you could say all you want about what it's like out there until you get out there. You could say all you want about creating more content, growing your business, starting the sales campaign. So many people call me and tell me the things that they want to do. Don't call me and tell me what you want to do. Call me and tell me what you did. You fucked up. That's what I love. Call me and tell me you tried a sales funnel and it wasn't connected to your CRM like mine. Yeah, but we got 21 leads out of it. Call me and say, Nick, I sent an e-blast. I screwed it up. I had some misspelled words, but I got a client out of it. Lean into failure. Be willing to take an L. To me, that's a cheat code to success. I love you. I believe in you. If there's anything that I can do to help you guys, two things real quick. If you don't have a copy of my book yet, go to scale8book.com. You can get my book and all the misspelled words. That book will change your life. That book is literally a roadmap to build eight figures in your business. That's how I made eight figures in my real estate business. And yeah, you're going to find some typos in there. Good for you. Go read the book. Scale8book.com. And if there's anything that I can do to personally help you and you want some one-on-one advice, I offer anybody that consumes my content a free coaching call. We'll hop on for 30 minutes. We'll get into your business. We'll get into your marketing. We'll get into your goals. We'll find out the things that are holding you back. We'll find out some things that you want to take action on, swing the bat on. You know what? Get some failure in. You can get that done right now at callwithnickyt.com, callwithnickyt.com. I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you take some L's. But more importantly, when you take those L's, you get those big ass wins. I believe in you. We'll see you on the next one. Bye. Yeah, I can't be stopped. I can't stop. I can't.